Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is July 16th, 2023. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that I would pass off as fake news. Much of everything we get these days is fake news from the mainstream media. The time to be vocal is now. Silence is implied consent. Please visit the RBN website to find great resource articles and provocative insight. And please share what you have learned. Don't keep it yourself. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our phone call and number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Well, another Sunday comes upon us here. I have a new habit. Habits, good habits, bad habits. I think I've picked a pretty good habit. My new habit is resting on the Sabbath, the Sunday, staying home. Spend time with the wife, the dogs, no hustle and bustle, just relax. Watch the men's finals at the Wimbledon today. A fine match, five sets, no blowouts like we see in the Super Bowl. That's boring as hell. Spain's 20-year-old Alcaraz, Carlos Alcaraz, defeating, actually, the champion, last year's champion, Novak Djokovic, also known as the vaccine resistor and conspiracy theorist. Pretty much the only holdout that I know of on taking the mandates, the COVID shots, sat out pretty much all the big, big tournaments, the Grand Slams, wasn't allowed to play. It's not vaxxed, you can't play. Yeah, that's fine. One of the probably considered the greatest of all time, will be at some point in time. He's got, 23 Grand Slams, was going for number 24 today. Did not win today. He'll have to go back to the drawing board here and figure out what to do to beat the new Rafa Nadal from Spain, Carlos Alcaraz. And one more Grand Slam to go for this year here. And then, of course, you have the World Finals. That's pretty important. That's almost like a Grand Slam, the World Finals, at the end of the year tournament, a round robin tournament. Usually in England. So a five-setter, and a very exciting match to watch. A 36-year-old going for number 24, taking on this young 20-year-old kid. Hard work really does pay off. It really does pay off. But it was interesting that the day before, well, we saw the semifinals, Daniil Medvedev, Russian. The Russian players and the players from Belarus are still being demonized by the tournaments, at least the Grand Slams. And I'm really bothered by that, mixing politics and sports, like Daniil Medvedev or Victoria Azarenka has anything to do with the war. They're citizens of countries that may be involved, but they're not the ones at war per se. They condemned the war. I guess that wasn't enough to condemn the war. They had to do something more bold, and I'm not sure what else more bold you could do to say, I don't like war, I want the war to end. That's quite a bit. I mean, you want them to come out and condemn their leaders? What, they have family in those countries? Do you think they want their families targeted for being disloyal? The best thing they can do is say, I condemn the war, and that's fine with me. That's pretty much what I would say. I'm certainly not going to pull the bullseye on my family's head to come out against the rulers of those countries, the leaders of those countries. But the British were kind of squirming in their seats on this one here, because the possibility that Daniil Medvedev would finish the semifinals, win a semifinal match, and go into the finals and be going for a Grand Slam title. That had the royalty squirming in their seats. The the British royalty, the snobs, the elitists that they are, the people that never had a day job in their whole life, never worked for anything. They've always had it handed to them by the bloodline and or marrying into the marriage. The elitists. I have no use for royalty. I don't believe in royalty. I think it's something that needs to go away, go far away, go away, dissolved. And I'm not. I have no understanding why the British people would want to hang on to their royalty. I really don't. Because if you look up to these people as being special, given the powers of gods, then what does that make you? Well, I guess it makes you a peasant. So the British people are okay with being called peasant? Give us your taxes. That's all we need from you is your taxes. You keep your mouth shut. You keep obeying our rules and idolizing us. Okay, we'll do that. I don't get it. I never have understood the British people. My father and I were talking about this quite a bit. And we have the same understanding. I don't know. I have no idea why people like to become, who want to remain peasants or rethought of as peasants, the British people. Why? I don't know. If you know somebody who's British and you can ask them this question, I'd love to get their logical answer of why they like being peasants. What do they get out of that? So they were worried about Daniil Medvedev, a Russian, winning the finals, if he got in the finals, because they had to go on court and hand over the trophy to the Russian enemy, or the enemy from Belarus. My gosh, how can we get out of this? What are we going to do if we have to hand the trophy over to the enemy, Medvedev? Well, it didn't happen. Didn't happen. Medvedev was knocked out by the eventual winner of the Grand Slam, Carlos Alcaraz. But they really were worried about this. They were worried about, we don't want to hand the trophy over. I think they would have bowed out somehow. I don't know what they would have done to not be the ones to hand over the trophy, because we can't do that. You know, they're okay with cluster munitions being sent over Ukraine. They're all right with cluster munitions being used on innocent people, the civilians. They're okay with that. But they demonize the Russian athletes, and they demonize the athletes from Belarus. Amazing, the hypocrisy here. So thick you could cut it with a knife, a butter knife. That thick, the hypocrisy. Okay with using cluster munitions, which are not defensive weapons, by the way. They're not defensive weapons. I watch those commercials on TV, The Wounded Warrior. You get celebrity actors, Mark Wahlberg, up there talking about, oh, don't you want to give to the Wounded Warrior program $17 or $18 a month, $19 a month, you know, for these men who sacrificed their lives for their country, which is not the truth. It's never been the truth. They've never sacrificed their lives for this country. The corporations, not for this country, not for me. They're not making me safer. I'm sorry you got sucked into this lie that you're defending the nation from the evil people, the evildoers, the bad guys. I'm sorry you got sucked into that lie. I think I figured that lie out when I was in my early 20s, when I was doing my first and only stint in the military, Air Force. I think I figured it out. Jeez, we really have a bad government. And it was getting worse and worse and worse. And here we are today with one of the most evil men, one of the most evil men I have ever seen, sitting in the Oval Office, eating his ice cream, and could care less about humanity, who holds no value to human life other than his own. You got Stalin and you got Hitler wrapped all into one in Joe Biden. So he's going to be sending cluster munitions, which is illegal, violates international laws, violates all laws against humanity. It's a war crime. Therefore, the one who is given the order to send over the cluster munitions to Ukraine can now be categorized as a war criminal. Joe Biden is now reached that high level, known as a war criminal now, a war criminal. The world knows the United States doesn't really care about life. They don't. And so someday these munitions, these cluster munitions that are dropped or buried in the ground by hand, will detonate as a young child plays in an area, blows off a limb, maybe an arm, a leg, maybe it just kills them instantly. And they'll blame that what on who? They'll blame that on the Russians? It's the Russians' fault. They're responsible for the death of that child. No, no, no. You and your illegal cluster munitions are responsible for the death of that child. So what do you think is going to happen then? Nothing. If Ukraine stays in power, the Zelensky stays in power in Ukraine, nothing will happen. Will he use the term collateral damage? Like the United States uses all the time, you know, when they have a death. Oh, that's too bad. That's collateral damage. That's acceptable. We can accept a certain number of deaths of American soldiers, and that's okay. Because, as Kissinger said, the American soldier is a dumb animal to be used as for collateral damage. Not for collateral damage, but for... I remember this quote here. Hold on. I remember it. I got chemo brain, so give me a break here. Is a dumb animal to be used as a pawn to enforce foreign policy. Got it right that time. I'm getting better. I only have till the end of August, people, and then off the chemo drugs, and hopefully everything will come back much clearer, more sharper for me. It's a little frustrating still. I still find it frustrating. A little bit of anger here once in a while. I guess if I direct that anger towards the mic, towards the people that need the anger directed at them, I guess that's a good thing. I've learned to back off and make sure I don't yell at the wife and don't yell at the dog and certainly don't kick the dog, you know. Those are the people that love me and support me the most, so don't turn on them. So, it's amazing here. The British are okay with cluster munitions. They're okay with that. The hypocrisy. I don't know what to say about this. Biden, adding to the list, long list of all the his accomplishments, all his bad accomplishments. A liar, a cheater, blackmailer, extortionist. Like I said, the 21st century. Hitler and Stalin roll all into one when it comes down to genocide of his own people and part of the program of genocide around the globe here. The absolute worst president this country has ever seen. The absolute worst president this country has ever seen. I don't know, people. Sometimes I think, well, he's got till 2024. He certainly can't run a second time. He's falling apart. The Democrats know that. Who's their alternative to Joe Biden? I don't know. Are they going to go for the governor of California who's destroying California, Gavin Newsom? They're going to go with him? Well, let me see here. If you destroy one state, yes, we're going to bring you in and allow you to be responsible for 50 states. If you can't take care of one, then you can't take care of the other 49. That's not going to happen. But in this day and age of fraud, election fraud, tampering, everything, ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting, flipping the votes through Dominion and Smartmatic, it's all possible. There are three scenarios that we're looking at here to stop the 2024 election. I think that's what we're looking at. Is it three or four? They can't stop Donald Trump. He seems to be going forward. Whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, you see what's happening now is a witch hunt. Everything coming at Donald Trump is a witch hunt. They got nothing. Of course, if you find something on Biden here, well, no, you can't. His documents, those are clearly declassified documents in his garage there. And the Republican, Trump's got documents, you know. Of course, Trump pointing the finger and saying, well, what about your documents? Well, that's racism. What do you mean? You're pointing at Biden? What do you mean? Accusing him? Well, that's racism. No, it's not racism. That's the easy way out of never actually coming to terms and never being able to defend your argument. You point at a person and you accuse them of this, and then you place a label on them, and hopefully that label's a good enough label to stick on them that will pretty much silence them, shut them down. I'm not one to be intimidated. I'm not one to accept the label. You can throw a label at me all you want. I've had people do that before. They don't like what I have to say. Well, that's it. It's hate speech, they say. That's hate speech. No, it's not. It's just speech that you hate. And since you're acting the way you are, I just assume that what I've said touches on something that is very truthful, and you find anger in the comment itself, and you just don't want me to repeat it. You don't want me to bring other people to my side to say, yeah, you're right. That's true. So in other words, you just call it hate speech because you don't want me talking out and influencing other people and correcting them and bringing insight to the discussion of what's really going on. That's bothersome. You know, intelligence is fuel in the fight. And those behind these agendas are banking on the unintelligent to fuel their cause in carrying out their agendas. They really are. They're looking for ignorant people. They're looking for people who are so consumed up in so many other things that are not important that when they come out with something bold, the more bold and the more brassy it is, the more believable it might be. You can fool the people pretty easy with throwing something out there. It takes a little while before the light bulb goes off and they say, wait a minute here, that doesn't make sense. I've never been one of those people. I've always been the person that when authority speaks, I listen, but then I look at it and I go, I analyze it here. Is that true? Do I see this to be true by a visual? You're telling me this, and I look for the things to back up the statement that they claim to be true. And when I don't find them, then I ask questions. I say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. I don't quite understand. I got in a lot of trouble in school for that. I got sent to the principal's office for questioning a teacher one time over something. He was in science class. He was talking about little baby ducks being swallowed up by largemouth bass. And I said, oh, come on. He became irate and angry. He said, to the principal's office, Mr. Elkins, I'll deal with you later. I'm not sure I got a paddling on that one. I got paddled for a lot of things. Some maybe be deserved a little bit. Other things, no, not really. No, is that serious enough? Was there harm done to any person other than a difference of opinion? Is that worthy of 10 swipes from a hard wooden paddle on the rear end? Is that really justified? I hear that song from Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, you know, teacher, leave those kids alone. And I really connect with that song. I saw some really, really evil teachers who should have never been given the authority to teach or be over students at all. A principal from my elementary school, big square head. He had the sawed off military haircut, Mr. Bell. Brutal, this guy. Brutal. He took great joy in pulling out that paddle, and he had holes in it. Yeah, there's a little story about the holes. He had certain paddles. He had like a collection of paddles. I don't know how he decided which one to use, but I had them used on me quite a bit just for questioning things that didn't sound right. So that the questioning the largemouth bass swallowing baby ducks and feeding on ducks, I questioned that. I have been fishing a good number of years, on the water all the time, seeing the baby ducks with the mamas, and I never saw, boom, a strike on baby ducks, and the baby ducks gone. Never saw it. Never saw it. Going after bait fish, yeah. Minnows, frogs, crayfish, yeah. You can know that when you actually dissect them, when you clean out the fish and you look at the stomach contents, you say, well, this is what they're feeding on right now. This is what's prevalent in the water. Never once did I open up a bass, and find a baby duck. I've cleaned lots of fish, lots of bass. So I was coming from experience here, and this guy was telling me this is a fact. I questioned it. I get sent to principal's office for questioning. The guy just had to sit there for a couple hours. That's crazy because if they care about education so much, why am I sitting in a corner here when I should be in class learning something? That's your punishment. We're going to make you stupid. You get to miss your classes. You sit here for 2 hours and do nothing. Say nothing. Just look in that corner. Keep your mouth shut and you're going to miss some classes. We're going to make you stupid. had an art teacher the same way too. Brutal. Mean. Ugh. Women live way too long. Live to be 95 years old. That's 95 years too long. I'm serious. This woman was evil, mean to me. A little kid, first grade, second grade, whatever I was in, I had this woman for art class for up to sixth grade. Taught class, art in Westlake Elementary School for eons, 30 plus years, I learned later on. And she would pull out certain students. I don't have any idea why I was chosen to be the student to be beat up and picked on by her, ridiculed, sent to the office. I don't have a clue why I was chosen. That could never happen today. That could never, ever happen today. My God, student goes home and tells teacher, tells the mom and dad that I got held down today by two teachers and they paddled me on the floor. That happened to me. That happened to me. I'm too scared to go home and even tell my own mother. I told her I got paddled a couple of times, but I never told her two teachers grabbed me, physically grabbed me, brought me to the floor because I would not bend over for the paddling. Because I didn't do it, whatever they were accusing me of this time. I would never take a punishment for something I didn't earn. And depending on what that punishment would be, I would say that's a little excessive. No. As a kid, I'm saying that's excessive. No. The principal said, grab him, take him to the floor, held me down. And the principal took out that paddle and whacked my rear end. 10 whacks. Amazing. Major lawsuit here. I don't know, back then, I guess, you know, that kind of punishment, corporal punishment, was okay. It's necessary. We need to do that. We need to discipline some children because they're not disciplined at home. And so we're going to do the job of the parent. I got disciplined at home. I kid you not. I got discipline. I got my share of discipline. Much of it I deserved. Some I did not deserve. It's 50-50. I guess that's why they call me Even Steven. Even Steven, 50% of the time. 50-50. But we have teachers like that in our schools back then. Not today? Nah. Oh, my God. Just the opposite. Oh, Junior, can I help you? Junior. All this mollycoddling, pandering, brainwashing, indoctrination, LGBTQ, transgender, critical race theory, global warming hoax. Geez, on and on and on and on. The kids aren't learning anything in schooling these days. They're being controlled. They're being mind controlled. It's indoctrination. It's for the future. Remember, the children are our future. And that's why they're working on the children right now so hard. I know UNL will be gone someday. In order to carry out their agendas, they must focus on the child. I hope you've all seen the movie Sound of Freedom. I hope nobody missed this yet. It's on for a couple more days. I had planned to go and see it one more time on Saturday. Did not. Was tied up. I don't do anything on Sunday now. The new habit is nothing on Sunday. The Sabbath, protect it. Keep it sacred and just hang out and chill with the family. But I am going to see if I can go tomorrow for a matinee and catch it one more time. Sometimes I feel like you get something, you know, you pick up something you missed the first time around. And I'm hoping that's going to be the scenario for me, the situation for me, that I'll go in and say, geez, I didn't see that. Okay, make a note of that. Make a note of that. It's important to get that out. But it is a very important movie to get out there and see and definitely share the message of what's going on here. In the United States, not only in the United States, but in the entire world, mainly third world countries. A lot of them are being stolen. Children are being kidnapped and sold into sex slavery. It's scary. So now when I see these posters on the walls at the store or here and there on a telephone pole, and it said missing, gone, is it really somebody who's actually unhappy at home and has decided to run away from home? Are we talking about young girls that are being snatched in the sex trade, drugged up and in the sex trade now somewhere? Is that what's happening here? I don't know. We were told about Hollywood and the casting couch long ago. Oh, it's always been the casting couch in Hollywood. My father and I talked about that. Oh, Hollywood is so corrupt. A woman in Hollywood today doesn't survive unless she's on the casting couch and agrees to jump in bed or basically with every director that offers the part, do her best in the on the couch there to get that part. And it's amazing how many women are really willing to do that. They really are. They're just, I want to be a star. And if this is what it takes to become a star, I'll sleep with everybody I need to be a star. And then when I get to be a star, I won't have to do this anymore, right? Like climbing the ladder to success on your back. Amazing. But we were told about what was going on a little bit by the two Coreys, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, child actors in their teens. And not very successful actors. They weren't great actors. They were just actors in, you know, a lot of movies, you know, stuff we remember, Gremlins, a couple other movies. But they told us about Hollywood. They told us about the pedophilia. They told us about the directors who were going after young boys. And it made a little bit of traction. It got a little bit of headlines, and it quickly disappeared. Just as fast as it came, it disappeared. Why is that? Why is that? Nobody was ever brought to justice. He named names. Corey Feldman named names on the directors, and nothing ever happened. It was all protected. Kind of sounds like the whole Biden situation here. Biden can pretty much do whatever he wants, cheat, lie, steal, extortion, blackmail, anything he wants to do, and he's got somebody there watching his back, protecting him. Amazing. The intelligence agencies being so corrupt, being the communists, the good communists that they are, the good German or the good communist, who go along with this and allow this to happen. And we're going to protect him, and there's nothing you could do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a little frustrating, isn't it? It's a lot frustrating. To care about this government, this country, not this government, but this country, care about this country, to want it to be much better than it really is, to, you know, bring back our rights and our freedoms that were taken away from us, restore American value, restore American history, restore American heritage. Good or it's bad, it's American history. That's the way it is. The bad parts we don't repeat. We learn from the mistakes we made in the past. But no, we got to erase all that. Erase it all. Find racism in everything you can, because the new normal is coming your way. Stay tuned.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tonight's bumper from Richard Elliott, Chill Factor, a fine musician, a nice guy. I met him a couple of times, interviewed him. Great guy, great music. There clearly is an agenda to in play to sexualize our children, no doubt about it. There clearly is an agenda right there in the school system. Everywhere you turn, pretty much, to sexualize your children. TV, MTV is one of the worst. Terrible. Schools teaching alternative lifestyles to very young children, like I said, going after the very young children. Gender confusion placed in their hands, the libraries having their books to influence them, to question their genetic makeup. Two mommies, two daddies. You know. So when I hear Sound of Freedom, you know, the libtards coming back and saying, "The Sound of Freedom is not true, it's a lie." The debunkers saying it's all a lie. Associated with a conspiracy theory, and following QAnon conspiracy theorists, and that is not the truth. This is very much a fact. As a matter of fact, I think CBS News talked about it years ago, about a growing increase in child sex trafficking, and of course they're very silent now, and going on to the other side, talking about, it's a conspiracy, it's not real, it's not real. Hey, you said this back many years ago, and now you're changing your tune here, so what happened? It all cleaned up. It was there, it was a problem, and now it's cleaned itself up, and now there's no more sexual, you know, trade with young children, young adults, young teens. No, it's not happening anymore. It's all over. It was a phase, and it's all gone. No, if anything, it gets worse. If anything, it gets much worse. This effort that they take to convince you, it is a lie. A lot of concentrated effort, which wouldn't be necessary if it was an obvious lie or exaggeration, right? Am I right? They know it's true. limited showings on the movie Sound of Freedom. Limited showings. Why is that? Well, we just don't want to educate that many people to what's going on in this problem here. You know, limited showings. Hey, were there limited showings at Star Wars? Limited showings on Jaws, which was a huge blockbuster back in the 70s when I was a kid. Were there limited showings on Star Wars, Star Trek, Raiders of the Lost Ark? No, when you have a packed house and people are eager to see the movie and you're making money, guess what you do? Well, we've carried it off to the following week here. We're going to carry the movie for another week, another week, another week, another week. It's a blockbuster. Sound of Freedom is a blockbuster. It will not get its recognition. It will not receive any awards because we have people trying to cover this up. They are trying to cover up this crime against children. It's not going to get any awards. Great acting, by the way. Jim Caviezel, awesome. It's a very powerful movie. If you haven't seen it, please go see it before it is gone. And after that, I'm not sure how you're going to see it unless somebody somehow posts it on Rumble. Or maybe they will post it at Rumble. You can watch it for free there. But it's definitely something you should watch. It is an emotional movie. If it does not move you, you have no heart. You're not human. You shouldn't be listening to this network. You really shouldn't. And I don't think that applies to anybody here at this network. I'm that serious about it. Please go see the movie. Tell others. Share the experience. And your eyes wide open on the children. Watch what's going on. Watch, look for the predators. You may be the one that stops another child's abduction. You may be the one. Maybe because you're observant, you saw something happening. Boom, you stepped in. You stopped the kidnapping. Got a clip here we're going to play. We're going to skip this next break. This is some serious stuff. It came to me today. A little late. I've been in communication with Dr. Peter McCullough a lot in the last 2 weeks. He's been very, very active. When I send him something, he sends me back a response right away. We go back and forth a few times. But this one just came to me today. And it's a clip of, it's a 37-minute, 36-second clip. I am not going to play it in its entirety. I am going to play the first 20 minutes. And since the interview was done by WWF wrestler Alex Jones and his gravelly voice, is that really a natural voice, the gravelly voice? It sounds like somebody drinks a lot of whiskey or smokes a lot of cigarettes or cigars, but it doesn't sound natural sometimes. But the content is very, very valuable. And so I will, we're going to have to allow a minute and a half clip commercial promoting something, one of Alex Jones's products. And I guess that's the least I could do for taking one of his interviews and putting it on the net here. It will be posted. I'm fine. You know, like I said, I'm honest enough to say if we take his clip here and play it for the public, then give him his minute and a half of advertisement. I'm okay with that. That's the least I could do. And so we're going to play 20 minutes of this clip here. But the clip is called, is Dr. Peter McCullough issues an emergency warning, cancer virus found in the COVID shot. He goes into some great detail here on this. This is new for me. He and I had lots of discussions the last 2 weeks, and he'd never dropped this one on me, but I got his email today to me, and he said, Steve, check this out. So it'll be posted at the website, so we will spin it right now, listen to it. Sam's going to play it. First 20 minutes, no commercial break, and let's listen to it. Here we go.
Besides variation in the amount of messenger RNA in it, there's contamination with cDNA. These are little fragments of DNA that come off the manufacturing process. And one of them, Alex, you're not going to believe this, is SV40. SV40 is a known cancer-promoting segment of DNA. And yes, they're in the shots.
Well, let's just, I heard like a car wreck sound or a record skipping sound right there. I'm not a scientist like you and a famous published person, but I know that mainline news reports that many cancers, I saw federal documents, they estimated 98 million Americans had cancer or related cancer from SV40 contamination in the 50s, 60s, and 70s with live polio. Explain what SV40 or simian virus 40 is and how big a deal it is that you just said, and I've been seeing this in the literature now, that SV40 is in there.
SV40 turns on cancer genes in the human body. To make matters worse, the spike protein, the S2 segment, in a paper from University of Pittsburgh by Singh and colleagues, it impairs the tumor suppressor systems, P53 and BRCA. What I'm telling you is the shots promote cancer through SV40, and they inhibit our ability to fight cancer by suppressing the tumor suppressor system. So now this is looking very bad. Every system is showing cancer rates are up. So that's inarguable. The big question is, how much of it is due to the vaccines?
Brief takeaway for the commercial. Hang on.
Well, nobody has been more prolific in the last 3+ years than Dr. Peter McCullough. He's an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and he is a very, very well-respected, one of the most published scientists in that area in the world. And he's been really the tip of the spear exposing the lies and just everything we've witnessed about the COVID origins, about therapeutics, about the so-called vaccine, and so much more. So Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. There are several URLs, several websites that we'll give you after the first break. We're going to be putting on screen the Substack, his Twitter, also a great wellness company he's got. We're going to have all that ready for you. There's Courageous Discourse on Substack. Be sure and follow that, Courageous Discourse. But wow, Doc, there's been so many big developments since you were on with us about a month ago. We have COVID-19 vaccine is the culprit and majority found dead after injection, around 74%, 73.9%. There's so many other big, huge developments. This is really the house of cards already fell down. Now we're digging through the wreckage and finding out just how bad it was. So to cover the waterfront, Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for your work and thanks for being here with us.
Alex, this is a stunning set of developments. You know, one of my very first papers in COVID in 2020 was in The Lancet. I'm the most published person in my field in the world in history, so Lancet knows who I am. I always do high-quality work. I had assembled a team, a worldwide team, to pull every single autopsy that occurred after the COVID-19 vaccine. We had an extensive search strategy, poured through 600 papers plus. Then we independently adjudicated them using standard methodology, and we put this manuscript together and we sent it into Lancet. And Lancet actually, you know, viewed it favorably. They triaged it to a lower level journal, which we respectfully declined because we know it's going to be a high level paper and a high level journal. But Lancet took it on its preprint server in order to show the data ahead of peer review. And, you know, they went through two rounds of review on this. We used all standard submission. Alex, over the first night on Lancet, it was surging in downloads. Lancet didn't even know what to do. The servers were burning hot. And then in the morning, Lancet puts out a notice. We shut it down. We don't think the methodology supports the conclusions. And this looks very suspicious for outside interference trying to censor an important paper the world wanted to see.
Well, we know you talked about this 3 years ago, and it later came out in Congress just last week and about a month before, that the so-called scientists hired by Fauci and Peter Daszak to say there was no lab leak internally said we know it's a lab leak. So, I mean, it's just incredible that we see the fingerprints all over this time and time again, covering up real scientific reports. I saw you on some other shows. We played it earlier in the week. You laid out the fact that this was prestigious scientists and looking at a bunch of studies that came up with this study. Explain to us, is this study credible?
It's credible. Listen, I recruited Roger Hodgkinson, former president of the Canadian Society of Pathology. We had reviewers who are very experienced in reviewing pathologic specimens, and we were all independent from the original authors. Remember, when these first papers were published, Alex, they may have seen a big blood clot that killed the patient, but they concluded it wasn't the vaccine because they didn't know back then the vaccine could cause blood clots. So we needed contemporary review. We found 73.9% of the deaths were directly caused by the vaccine or the vaccine significantly contributed to it. This is a bombshell finding. This means the next person who dies after the vaccine and there's no other cause, there's about a 74% chance that it was the vaccine that's the cause of death. That's the reason why this paper is so important. We put it up on the EU server Zenodo, and right now, Alex, it has over 120,000 views or downloads. Let me tell you, a typical scientific paper could be anywhere from 5 to 50 downloads, but not 125,000. This is going to make shockwaves and is making shockwaves around the world.
Continue breaking this down for us.
Well, I can tell you what we did is we looked at each one of these cases. Then we asked the question, Alex, what actually killed the patient? And over 50% of the time, it was cardiac. It was myocarditis, progression of atherosclerotic heart disease, actually the vaccine provoking a heart attack. This was in more than half of cases. Clearly, blood clots played a big role, venous thromboembolism, fatal pulmonary embolism. And then there was a smaller fraction of cases where multiple organ systems were involved, so-called multi-system organ system injury. One prominent paper by Hoshida and colleagues, it's in there, a 14-year-old Japanese girl takes shot one, gets a little sick, shot two, more sick. 6 months later, takes the booster, Alex. Her sister says she's having trouble breathing that night. Her family finds her dead at home the next day. This poor Japanese family, they demand an autopsy. They find every organ in her body is rotting out with vaccine inflammation. And the Japanese conclude it's fatal, Pfizer, COVID-19 vaccine-induced multi-system inflammatory disorder. It can't be any more clear than that.
Wow. Well, I tell you, if you're in the establishment right now, what are you thinking? Because everywhere people are waking up. They've even got top stockbrokers, top brokerage billionaires coming out and defending RFK Jr. You've got Elon Musk coming out and saying this is all a fraud. How would you describe the point we've gotten to with the medical system?
People are coming to, I want to say a year or two ago, the medical system was promoting vaccines. Now most of them are not promoting. They've moved to a period of silence. And I think the next stage is they're going to move to a phase of opposition. Most of the people in medicine took these shots. You know, Alex, if someone's following the CDC schedule right now, they're on their seventh shot, their seventh genetic shot every 6 months. This cannot be good for the human body. It's not good for the human body. We know with each shot from the CDC VSafe data, 7.7% chance they're going to end up in the ER or be hospitalized per shot. They don't get any safer the more they're taken.
You know, for me, and I'm already a skeptic and I'm already got thick skin to this. I've been awake to this agenda for 30 plus years. But it's still hard to believe it's that bad. The shots are that bad, and they're actively covering it up. And all these scientists like Dr. Michael Yeadon and others that were at the highest levels of Pfizer predicted it would happen. The CDC fact sheet in October of 2000 predicted exactly what would happen. So then how do we square that up, that the experts said this would happen, it did happen, now they're covering it up? What was the reason for doing this?
It was unbridled vaccine ideology. They simply would not look at the safety concerns, and they would only look at mass vaccination. You're right. October 22nd, 2020, the FDA listed major side effects, myocarditis, blood clots, Guillain-Barré syndrome, multisystem inflammatory disorder, on and on and on. And it all came true. They knew this was going to happen, and the FDA said this, and still the organizations promoted it later on, mandated this. I think the biggest news coming out now, Alex, is what Dr. Kevin McKernan has found with his independent analysis of what's in the vaccines, and this is stunning. Now we realize there's fragments of DNA in the vaccines. They come off the E. coli phase of manufacturing. It's very sloppy manufacturing. The DNA contamination is well above tolerable
levels. Stay right there. Oh, huge issue straight ahead. There's some other big ones as well we're going to talk about. We'll be right back.
Now we go to that little short commercial break. So hang on. Just hang on.
When it comes to regaining energy, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled products can give us a short boost, but the crash is always the strongest downside. That's why our team of scientists worked with the InfoWars crew to create a powerhouse mixable energy formula. Having TurboForce Plus at work, home, in the car, or in your bag is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and there are so many huge issues we haven't even dived into yet, namely what Dr. Peter McCullough was just saying about what's in the shots. Remember, they kept that secret for so long. The pieces of paper that came with the ampules, the product, had no information on them, just the manufacturer. Now we do know a lot about what's in it. And I also saw something he broke down that I know he knew the answer 2 years ago, but he wanted to have it documented before he talked about it. And that was, why do some people get sick and some don't? Joe Rogan 2 years ago, you know, really asked him that. And he said, well, I've got ideas. He actually pretty much knew them, but now it's been confirmed. Now it's even in mainstream news, and it's huge. But I wanted to say something. They have the wellness company. It's a great, great guy who's a great patriot, who's organized all these doctors and scientists together and pharmacists into a one-stop shop, not just for COVID needs, so you can be stocked up beforehand, because once there's a new issue, you've got problems, but for so many other things you need. Trump legalized online pharmacies, but this is beyond that. This is the doctors, this is the pharmacists, this is everybody in one place that actually know what's going on. Because a lot of these online pharmacies and stuff, even mainline pharmacies, remember, wouldn't give you budesonide or wouldn't give you ivermectin. Well, these folks will. So mark down this URL, and it takes you to the wellness company, and then it's a sponsor for InfoWars and Free Speech Systems. We get a little piece of that. That way we all win, win, win. Onlinehealthnow.com. That takes you to the wellness company, and then they know that InfoWars sent you. So write it down. Just one word. Onlinehealthnow.com. Or if that's too long of a URL for you, it's very, very simple. It's the wellness company, just the initials to that. So onlinehealthnow.com or the wellness company, and tell them InfoWars and Alex Jones sent you. But write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. Onlinehealthnow.com. And I think it's really important to legally and lawfully on things that aren't controlled substances, because there's a lot of stuff doctors can give you preemptively, so you have it on hand. Have the key things you need, like antibiotics and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and so much more already on hand. A lot of these are great supplements as well. We're just trying to help people. Onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com, Peter McCullough, MD.substack.com, and more. All right, Doc, this is a shorter segment. Longer segment is coming up, but just get into that. What you're saying is the most important front and center issue is, what do these shots really do? We know they don't give us immunity. We know they don't protect us. We know they lower immunity. We know they've got spike protein in them, but what else do these Franken shots have in them?
Well, listen, quickly, Schmeling and colleagues had the Denmark data, one-third of the batches, no side effects, nothing, like a placebo. We found out that the Paul Ehrlinger Institute may have known this. They may have actually known there's nothing in it. Two-thirds caused some moderate side effects. 4.2% are the super risky batches. That's now proven. Senator Johnson sent a letter to the FDA from the VAERS data. They blew him off. Johnson was right. Now the Schmeling data show this. Kevin McKernan recently has found, besides variation in the amount of messenger RNA in it, there's contamination with cDNA. These are little fragments of DNA that come off the manufacturing process. And one of them, Alex, you're not going to believe this, is SV40. SV40 is a known cancer-promoting segment of DNA. And yes, they're in the shots.
Well, let's just, I heard like a car wreck sound or a record skipping sound right there. I'm not a scientist like you and a, you know, famous published person, but I know that mainline news reports that many cancers, I saw federal documents, they estimated 98 million Americans had cancer or related cancer from SV40 contamination in the 50s, 60s, and 70s with live polio. Explain what SV40 or simian virus 40 is and how big a deal it is that you just said, and I've been seeing this in literature now, that SV40 is in there.
SV40 turns on cancer genes in the human body. To make matters worse, the spike protein, the S2 segment, in a paper from University of Pittsburgh by Singh and colleagues, it impairs the tumor suppressor systems, P53 and BRCA. What I'm telling you is the shots promote cancer through SV40, and they inhibit our ability to fight cancer by suppressing the tumor suppressor system. So now this is looking very bad. Every system is showing cancer rates are up. So that's inarguable. The big question is, how much of it is due to the vaccines?
Just please explain to people why this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, Alex, because one or two shots, people may be able to get out of it. But if they keep taking shots every 6 months, the chances of actually getting loaded with synthetic genetic material that's going to cause harm, heart disease, neurologic disease, blood clotting, immunologic problems, and now cancer is progressively getting higher. I think most people took a couple shots. They're going to get out of it okay. But I'm really worried about people who are taking multiple.
You're always really careful. You know, we've had lunch together. We've talked off air some. Obviously, you're up to speed better than anybody out there on what this is really going on. You told me privately 2.5 years ago, the Pentagon's really behind this, but we're not ready to admit that yet. Now it's come out. It's in congressional hearings. Not our military, but the Pentagon. I want you to speak to that. So you've known what's going on. But Judy Mikovits, I think, is really a hero. She was the first person 2 years ago on my show to say SV40 was in it. And then she went into a bunch of scientific stuff that was way above my pay grade. I mean, I didn't even have a college thing on biology. So I was like, okay, I'll take your word on it. But now you're saying SV40. That means it's in the literature.
Yeah, well, it's certainly in from Kevin McKernan's got a paper in preprint. You know, during these stages, they should be using enzymes to cleanse any of the DNA fragments. They rush through this whole process. The vaccines are made by defense contractors. There's still no inspections. The FDA has not commissioned an inspection.
So let's go through it in pieces. And I'm going to skip not this break, but the next break, so you have time, sir. Just talk to me like I'm 5 years old, because I am when it comes to science, and so is the audience. Not putting the audience down, but we didn't want to have multiple scientific degrees like you do. Explain the history of how the Pentagon was involved, and then we'll go to break, come back with the rest of it.
Well, Department of Defense through BARDA, Department of Defense through DARPA, NIH through BARDA, the military since 2012 has been working with messenger RNA vaccines to end pandemics within 60 days. It was the ADEPT P3 program. Messenger RNA is a military program.
And again, how involved with the CHICOMs, or is that a red herring?
No, the Chinese are very involved. This has now come out. We have Ralph Barrick at UNC Chapel Hill, Peter Desick at EcoHealth Alliance. By the way, Peter Desick burned $250,000 of our money to fly first class to China back and forth since 2017. Desick's a major player. You've got the Chinese, Dr. Shenglin Li. Dr. Xiao Cao came out and said in February of 2019, he was given 4 strains by his boss. Probably one of them was the Barrick strain, and he was told, find the one that's most infectious and most deadly, and they probably tried it out on some athletic games that they had in Wuhan. So this thing was circulating in Wuhan in 2019. Former CDC Director Redfield says it. So when they had Event 201 in the fall of 2019, that was actually an operational meeting. It wasn't a planning meeting. And that's the reason why George Gao came over from the CDC. And guess who he was paired up with? Averill. Out of the lab.
Hold on, hold on. Dr. Peter McCullough, right when you said guess who he's paired up with, your Skype froze up. Stay right there. Incredible. So it's coming out that they were probably released at the games. It was an ongoing operation. Event 201 was the live response to that, covered by a drill. This is incredible information.
There you go. Well covered. Well covered. You definitely want to go check out this clip on the website, RPN. Check it
out. Network. Because you can handle the truth.